Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. All right, still a little time here for Blog of the Week. We'll be reading your blog if you have the Issues Etc. widget at your blog. You can get the widget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support, scroll down to the bottom of the page. There's the widget. Very easy to add to your blog. When you've done it, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know that you did. Give us a link to your blog, and we'll start reading it and considering it every week for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My choice?
Your choice.
All right. It's a new blog, new to us at least. They've added the widget, the Issues Etc. widget. It's called Beholding the Lamb of God by Zelwyn Heide of Dickinson, North Dakota. Blog post is titled, It's Not Yet Christmas. There's a tendency to regard Advent, if it is acknowledged at all, as only counting down the days to Christmas. Advent is regarded as a ticker that slowly ticks away the days. Most certainly, Advent is seen as a joyful anticipation of Christmas. It is not by my mistake, however, that the historic church has used purple as the color of the season, the same color as Lent. Advent is not a countdown. Advent is a distinct, somber reason unto itself. Advent focuses mainly on the two advents of Christ, his first coming and his second coming. While we do look backward toward Bethlehem, we especially look forward to the end of the world. Advent is a season of penitence, and it is growing even more difficult to view it as such in this current age. As with Lent, Advent as a season of penitence is viewed with suspicion and occasionally scorn. Aren't we supposed to focus on the happy things like Easter or Christmas? Why would we want to focus on seemingly negative things like our Lord's passion, the squalor and humility of his birth, or the approaching judgment? It is in these that we find the great mystery of our salvation. Christ bore the cross, the most inhumane and humiliating torture device ever contrived by man to conquer our sins and free us from the bondage of sin. Christ became fully man while remaining fully God so that he could pay our debt, but being fully man means bearing all things common to mankind, including the ignominy of being born in the muck and mud of the stable in Bethlehem. Christ is coming again to publicly announce what had been formerly hidden and bring unto himself all who have ever believed in him. But too often it is viewed as stern law, and Christ is seen as the terrible judge of all. There is joy to be sure in Easter and Christmas, but our Lord chose to lower himself to us first. The cross is the sole pathway to Easter, and the filthy manger is the sole pathway to Christmas. My pick for Blog of the Week, Beholding the Lamb.
My pick comes from Jonathan Watt, who has a blog called What's What, and I always do this. I always pick someone's blog who links to a different thing that doesn't have the widget. I can do it because I'm the host. He links to a Facebook page, actually, where John Drosendahl writes why missional is often misguided. I recommend it to you. We'll have a link to that blog post, and it's linked to the Facebook page. Excellent article there. And because I can't make up my mind, there's another one that I at least want to give a hat tip to, and that is Wild Boar from the Forest. And the name what do they call it? Yeah, they call it a post, don't they? The young people call it a post nowadays. That used to mean a stick sticking out of the ground or a box out in front of your house. Now it means something on the internet. Yeah. Flame Alone. And we'll have a link to both of these for you to read tonight at our website, issuesetc.org. Click listen. And then if you follow it to On Demand, you'll find a link to both Jeff's blog pick and my blog picks, since I can't make up my mind. There's just too much good stuff out there on a Friday afternoon. When we come back, hour two of Issues, Etc., we're going to spend that hour first with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, a regular conversation with her every week. Pastor Heath Curtis will join us a little bit later to talk about 4th century Bishop St. Nicholas, from whom we get, obviously, the other St. Nicholas. And then we'll have Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week, 4 soundbites to play for you from this week's Issues, Etc. audio. It's a very simple game. You listen, and then you play by calling us and voting. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Hour two of Issues, Etc. is next. We'll start out with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.